brave souls in Brisbane who are allowing themselves to be infected with malaria so millions of lives can be saved. And are you allergic to antibiotics? It's a common question doctors ask, or at least they should, before they write out an antibiotic script. And as you'll hear, there are a lot of people who say yes. In fact, according to a paper in today's edition of the Medical Journal of Australia, the proportion of older people who are labelled as antibiotic allergic is huge, with enormous implications. But it turns out many have been misled or been wrongly labelled. With me in the Melbourne studio is one of the lead authors, Jason Trubiano, who's an infectious disease physician at Austin Health and the University of Melbourne. Welcome to the Health Report, Jason.
Thank you very much.
Now, you've done previous work in this to work out what proportion of the general public is antibiotic allergic.
Yes, we have. So previously, we've, with the help of the National Centre of Antimicrobial Stewardship, we've done a national survey of antibiotic allergy labels in patients admitted to hospitals. And I guess disturbingly, almost 18% of patients are in fact labelled as allergic. And that's much higher in people that are higher users of antibiotics, our most vulnerable patients. So we got a sense from our previous work that certainly a lot of people are labelled. And it really spurred us to have a look at what type of labels people had, particularly again amongst our elderly patients.
Because they've been on antibiotics longer and more vulnerable, presumably.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, accumulation and also usage in current means.
So how is allergy to antibiotics classified? Because it's important we understand that because when we get into your study to understand how you've analysed the data.
Yeah, sure. So there's multiple ways of classifying it, but I think the easiest way is to break up into two big groups. Those are that are non-immune mediated or are really drug side effects. We call them type A. And on the other side...
So this isn't an allergy at all. This is like taking any medication. You get an upset tummy, you get a headache, you feel lousy.
Absolutely.
It's not an allergy. It's just something in the drug.
Yeah, it's a known drug side effect without actually a true allergy. And on the flip side, you've got type B allergies. These are people that have, you know, true immune-mediated allergies. They have a very bad rash or they have anaphylaxis. So there are two broad categories that we try and distinguish in terms of antibiotic allergy labels.
So anaphylaxis is where your lips swell or you get breathing problems and you get a big lumpy rash in your body.
Yeah, hives or, welts. Mm.
So, okay, so that's kind of the classification. What did you do in this study?
So this was a study that we performed at the Austin Hospital and Alfred Hospital in Melbourne. Effectively, back in May, June 2015, we looked at all the patients that were admitted under the general medical units at those two hospitals. And then we broke those patients up into those that had an allergy label and those that didn't. We then went with those people that had an allergy.
Just before you go on.
Yeah, sure.
They had a label. Who put that label on? That was self-administered or it was on their notes? What was the story?
It's historical. The way they get there is there's multiple pathways. Either a patient recalls they're allergic and tells a doctor or pharmacist on a mission, or it's there from a previous admission, or it's there from a doctor's letter that's sent in from the community. So there's multiple ways it gets there through those means that we've described. So we looked at people that had an allergy label and those that didn't, and then we went back to those people that had an allergy label and asked them about them and compared it to what we had recorded in our hospital system.
What sort of things did they tell you?
Yeah, well, it was interesting. 25% of patients actually described a completely different reaction to what was listed, which is, I guess, disturbing, particularly if it's a serious allergy, but also potentially we're not labelling people correctly when they come in the door of the hospital.
So give us a flavour.
So, for example, somebody will say they're allergic to penicillin, it gets labelled as allergic, and then the patient tells you, actually, I just had some nausea when I had penicillin, I completed the course. Another example might be, I had a rash from a viral infection, I got penicillin, and I was labelled as penicillin allergic from that point on as well. So,
or my mummy told me I was allergic.
Yeah, exactly right. My mummy said never to have penicillin again, but I'm not sure what the reaction was, and that unknown group is quite a large portion as well. So there's lots of different descriptions that people were able to give us.
And presumably some would have had a true allergic reaction, but it wasn't a bad one.
Absolutely. So there's spectrums along the way, and some people have mild hives that got better when they stopped the drug. And as you mentioned before, some people have that lip swelling and anaphylaxis all the way through, and that description is really, really important about what antibiotics are given in hospital.
So which antibiotics were they saying they were allergic to? Was it just simply the commonest ones indiscriminately?
Yeah. I mean, penicillin by far and away from a historical means stands out. I think well and truly over 10% of the population surveyed had a penicillin allergy. And then sulfurs is another big group that people are presumably allergic to.
So Bactrim and Septrim would be the two, cotrimoxazole would be the sort of...
You know, absolutely. The other sulfur drugs is that many people say they're allergic to sulfur drugs, and they weren't in fact antibiotic sulfur drugs. And there's new, well, not new, but quite a lot of data that suggests those people with non-antibiotic sulfur allergy are actually not allergic to sulfur antibiotics as well. So that label's important.
Why are you worried about this? I mean, what's the implication? Presumably, there are plenty of other antibiotics around.
Yeah, I think that's half the problem. We're fast running out of antibiotics. The antibiotic pipeline is drying up, and we have to use them better. We're using more restricted antibiotics, which generates antimicrobial resistance, and we're really, as infectious disease doctors, keen to prevent that. So if somebody has a penicillin allergy and they could use penicillin and we're using other restricted antibiotics, well, that has the potential to drive antibiotic resistance and a whole host of other complications.
So what was the proportion of people? I'm not sure we actually said that. I've lost track. But 1 in 4 people said they were antibiotic allergic. So that's a big number.
It's a big number.
And what proportion of them didn't have an allergy or had an allergy that was so mild you weren't too worried about it?
Yeah, so quite a lot. So if we break it up into people who would consider maybe a low-risk allergy, they're people that maybe had a simple rash 10 years ago, or they had a drug side effect, or they had no idea what the reaction was when they were a child, that made up almost 63% of the allergies recorded. And if you look at the subgroup, almost 20% actually just had a drug side effect. So in fact, we talk about allergies, but many of the population actually didn't have an allergy at all. They just had a drug side effect.
And some of them, according to your paper, had already had antibiotics that they were supposedly allergic to with no problems.
Absolutely. So, I mean, this is another evolving field. We know that all penicillins are not the same. And whilst we used to think that, you know, when allergic to one penicillin, allergic to them all, in fact, it's probably due to just side chains of antibiotics that we're allergic to.
And a large portion of the chemicals.
Yeah, absolutely.
A change to the antibiotic.
Yeah, rather than the core structure. So, I mean, a lot of patients were given the same class of antibiotic or the same culprit antibiotic with no adverse event recorded. So it either means two things. One, they were never allergic, or in fact, they just got a very isolated allergy, which has also implications for antibiotic usage.
Now, you asked them whether they'd be prepared to be challenged with an antibiotic that they were allegedly allergic to.
So we offered people a hypothetical oral re-challenge. It was a standardised question, effectively saying, if you were considered to have a low-risk allergy, would you be willing to be re-challenged in a supervised environment? And we were surprised how engaged our respondents were, and just over 50% of respondents said, yes, we'd be happy to be re-challenged. So people are willing to re-challenge their allergy labels as well, which was really encouraging.
So what's the story here? Somebody's listening to this and they believe that they're allergic to antibiotics. They're okay to take it if it's just been a mild reaction. What are we saying to people listening?
Well, I think it has to be in consultation with your primary caregiver. I think
that they're often the person who's mislabeled it, presumably.
Yeah, so maybe there's twofold. There's one, education. I think we have to go back to the drawing board in terms of how we educate medical professionals. But also, patients can question their allergy label and talk it over with their doctor. They can say, well, I was labelled as penicillin allergic, but in fact it's nausea. And that doctor will say, actually, that's a side effect. We can remove that allergy label. So there's some simple measures that can be done.
And
we certainly don't want people that have a true allergy to go and take an antibiotic they're allergic to. I think this also has the other flip side of really working on drug safety as well. But there's lots of methods that we should really be exploring in terms of re-challenging people with low risk, or in some cases really undergoing skin prick or skin prick testing or oral challenges in hospital.
Because as you get older, you could be undergoing chemotherapy or having a transplant or something like that. And it's important that you have a full range of antibiotics available to you. So in those sorts of situations, you might actually go to a specialist to be tested if you think you are allergic, truly allergic.
Absolutely. And that's the groups we're targeting at the Austin and Peter Mac, where we've set up some dedicated antibiotic allergy clinics. We're really trying to get, you know, immunosuppressed or people with low immunities or cancer, as you mentioned, and those people that need frequent antibiotics that have an allergy label that could be revised, we're really keen to try and sort that out through formal skin testing. And I think that's is going to form a very a unique arm of antimicrobial stewardship in the future.
And if your mummy told you you're antibiotic allergic, it's reasonable to just question that advice.
We certainly should be questioning that, that's for sure.
Jason, thanks for joining us.
Not a problem.
Jason Trubiano, who's an infectious disease physician at Austin Health and the University of Melbourne.